This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Oh, thank you very much. My guest this week is Professor Robert Oscar Lopez. He is somebody that academe wishes had never happened. And he's written about their tender mercies. He's got a book called Wackos, and that's not that doesn't mean that it was co-authored by Senator McCain. Wackos, Thugs, and Perverts, Clinton Clintonian Decadence in Academe. And I think as we get through our discussion, you're going to see that the thuggish tactics that are fairly well known to students who are on the right side of the aisle and have watched kind of how the Clintons play very hard ball, this is appropriate as a discussion point for how things get done in academia. Professor Lopez has had a career teaching English to undergraduates, and some might think that's a thankless task. Some people seem to be quite resistant to learning how to make proper use of the English language. but nevertheless, we're going to talk about some of the things that he has found in academia. It is a contact sport. It is a hard place to do business. Bobby, I think I mentioned the last time we talked, but I had my own experience many, many moons ago in the last century, where working on a dissertation for a PhD in political science, I realized when the professors asked what in the world was I thinking when I submitted a topic, that I was going to have to write a thesis just to justify the thesis and its presumptions, presuppositions, before I actually got to the facts of the thesis. They are so unprepared for certain thoughts that it just their mind can't get a hold of it. And there's a place in your book, Wackos, Thugs, and Perverts, where you talk about how they do not even recognize that they have a bias, that their bias is so all-encompassing, that they're such a bubble that they live in that they can't see it. It's just an amazing thing. And so along comes a Bobby Lopez and challenges them right within the faculty meeting rooms, and you got to go.
Right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. And
You're welcome.
I think that's an excellent way of putting it. I really want to thank you for that, because one of the things that made my experience in the academy so difficult was that I came in really as a believer in the academy. I thought that academic freedom was the highest goal that we could pursue, and that we were all going to be dealing with the pursuit of knowledge and truth wherever it led us. And I actually spoke in faculty meetings and published articles with that in my heart. I really thought that we were going to pursue those ideals. And it's really this masquerade that they give the public, because once you're there, especially once you're in a tenure track position, you soon find out that nobody believes that. It's almost, it's definitely a detriment if you actually think that, because it's clear that the money, a lot of this boils down to the money, which I think is the thing that conservatives don't understand. The money is ultimately coming from the Democratic Party. They're the people who are in positions of power or administrative positions where they can funnel budgetary allocations to these universities, even if they're private nonprofits. They still are on the public dime.
And let me just jump in that, and I want to develop this point that you're making, because I think it's absolutely essential if we're going to get control of our country. But Republicans control in one fashion or another, 35 different legislatures around the country. Now is the time to put a tourniquet on this cascade of money that's been going into academe, which is only being used to undermine, let's get crass about it, Republicans.
Right. That's basically what it is. It is such an obvious, noticeable game. It's a racket. I mean, it's basically, I think it's actionable even under RICO. Basically, the Democrats give all of this money through their power, the positions of power where they have budget to give to universities through tax shelters, through student loan backing, and through grants. And then the universities basically pay them back by making sure that they teach material that will reaffirm the Democrats and continue to get them elected and continue to keep them in power. So basically it's propaganda. And then they punish anyone who dissents from the Democratic Party line. And so if you are on the faculty and you, for instance, I was in a position where I had access to a lot of testimonials from children who had been raised by gay couples, and it's clear that the research that was being published and presented to the public did not match at all what I was finding over and over and over again in the experiences of people in those homes, you have to be shut out. And that's what happened to me. I mean, the orders came from someone up on high to get rid of me, and they methodically got rid of me. They are like the mafia.
So for the concern for people that is supposed to be the hallmark of the liberal bleeding heart. You're talking about kids of all ages from birth up through the time they might leave home to go to college or something like that. And if they come from a lesbian or a homosexual home, there are certain things that studies have turned up they don't want people to know about because they just want to keep the good times going for them. The heck right. with the kids.
Exactly. And they know that the gay issue is a wedge issue. And it's basically one of the issues where they can distinguish themselves from the Republicans. And it's an easy issue to get a lot of inflammatory headlines in the press, which then raises everyone's ire against the Republicans. So it's a way to get elected, a way to stay in power, a way to keep access to the money. And so basically, by the time that you're at that level of racketeering, it doesn't even matter whether individual kids are experiencing good things or bad things in gay homes. It doesn't even really matter whether the gay people want this or are happy this way. Everyone has become a piece on a chessboard. And that's what is so tragic about it. But you are right that right now Republicans are in a position to be able to cut off the money. But there are all of these obstacles that I'm worried about that I think mm-hmm. we have to really try to put pressure on people who are in positions of power for, number one, to be able to see through all of the ruses and traps that are going to be thrown at them. Because there are a lot of people who call themselves conservative who are very invested in this system. They're well situated because they're one of the few conservatives who were able to make it and who are well established within the academy, and they object, but they always do so in a way that doesn't really unsettle the system. They're kind of like the house slaves, you know, in the old plantation system, and a lot of them are going to try to cluster around Trump and Betsy DeVos, and I think we have to make sure that the full breadth of the problem is brought to the public and the public feels empowered to pressure politicians to cut off the money, because that's the only way to stop this at this point. You can't embarrass universities into changing. You're not going to be able to sue them. You can't win the argument with them with the force of overwhelming evidence. It's just cut off their money. That's the only thing that will change it.
And the game is kind of hardball. Kids that are coming out of the university that are doing the Black Lives Matter and the other street theater, this is pretty rough stuff. And I don't know that the Republicans really were able to handle what's going on. This is a game that's being directed against them. I think it would be fairly easy to push back. All they have to do is point out some of the things that you do in your book. That, for instance, academe is nothing more than a mouthpiece for, in the last election, Hillary Clinton.
Right.
They all think that way. In fact, the subtitle of your book, Clintonian Decadence in Academia. Well, that decadence is hardball. Hey, Republicans, this is not a touch football. This is the real deal.
Yeah, I think that Republicans underestimated the Democrats, and I think that they were also fooled by a lot of their own rhetoric about the Academy. And I guess that's the music for the break. So I
we're coming up to a break.
Right.
We're going to be back with Professor Lopez, talk some more about wackos, thugs, and perverts, and how this impacts our politics. We have a chance to get it back under control. Let's talk about what needs to be done.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
case you hadn't noticed, the discussion today on the Gun Owners News Hour is between two deplorables, thinking about Hillary Clinton and how perhaps, as you point out, Bobby Lopez, in your book, Wackos, Thugs, and Perverts, it could well have been her deplorable speech that brought it all together and focused enough attention on what Hillary Clinton really thought about the people that might otherwise be voting for her and putting her in office. She has a she kind of let the cat out. The disguise fell from the face, and this great love for the masses of the people was replaced by what's really there, which is a loathing of people that have dirty fingernails and things of that sort. They're deplorable, and she hit pretty hard, and even I think some of her liberal base were kind of perplexed, and we noted that in the election, a lot of them just didn't vote. And there were others, I think, in some of the Rust Belt. They voted all right, but they didn't vote their normal Democrat. They came and voted against Hillary Clinton. And it was precisely over some of these issues that academe living in its bubble and Hillary Clinton being part of that bubble, I don't think they ever saw it coming. Because we know they thought, they knew they were going to win.
Right. I think the deplorable speech was key to understanding it, much more so than the debate about the emails or Comey's investigation. And specifically, it's because of higher education. I think what Hillary Clinton said on that night in September 2016, when she said there were two baskets in which she would put Trump supporters, some who were good that can be saved and half who were deplorable, the language and the buzzwords that she referenced were perfectly sensible and reasonable to people who had been immersed in the decadent language of academia for years, where you read history, you read humanity through this belabored analysis where, for instance, racism is important because black people suffered according to some racial calculation, but just general nastiness to the average person that you see on the street doesn't count worth anything because there's no large sweeping historical formula that it fits into. That makes sense to people who have been in college and who have had that drilled into their head day in and day out. But to people who weren't in college and who didn't, or who went through college and, you know, they just didn't internalize all of that, it sounded grotesque. So I think that that speech really brought out the contrast between what academia has done, which it has essentially, it's done invasion of the body snatchers. They've taken all of these normal citizens who could have had a chance at understanding the world around them through a sensible lens, and they've replaced them with these people who have a distorted, perverted way of thinking. And that's how you get things like the Berkeley riots, where, you know, some of the people who wrote editorials in response to the riots in Berkeley on February 1st, they said, this violence was self-defense because Milo's words were violence. Now, Milo hadn't even spoken. They don't even know Milo. They don't know what he says. But they're classifying the possibility that he might say something that they don't like because they've heard from people that he says things that are harsh. They've classified that as violence. Now, your understanding of the world can only become that distorted where you think the possibility of language is violence if you've been immersed in this. I mean, for years, and if you've been punished for deviating from it at all, it's really a brainwashing that is so intense, and it was only visible, I think, in moments like the deplorable speech, where all of a sudden it was just so bizarre how, you know, she spoke before this group of gay donors, and they all applauded, and they thought it was an eloquent statement about the future of the country, whereas a lot of people on their television sets at home were thinking, how can you want to be the president of the United States, and you're going to call people deplorable and throw them in a wastebasket?
And now you put the matter so beautifully with an example. A co-ed, I think her name is Faya, something like that.
Yeah.
And she had been harmed, I believe might have even been her word, because she saw a brochure that you, what, I guess had in your office about the Reagan Library.
it wasn't even that that direct. I had organized a conference at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, and it was there were the speakers who were going to come and talk about the family bonds within the family, and students had an option to attend that conference and prepare a poster or an exhibit about family bonds in literature, or if they didn't want to do that, they could do these weekly journal entries. And so this student, Faya, which is not really her real name, but she didn't want to do the journal, so she went to the conference. And the conference was really, it had nothing to do with homosexuality, and it had nothing to do with what she was upset about. But one of the speakers, Jennifer Rovac Morse, had a table that was placed at the margins of the room, and on that table, wrapped in a rubber band, were some brochures that were called 77 Reasons to Support Male-Female Marriage. And she said that seeing that brochure caused her to break down in tears, crying. And then it was so manipulative, because as I was being investigated by this, because the investigation was so lengthy into this, the investigator, the lawyer for Cal State Northridge, she held up two brochures, one of which did get circulated to all the tables, and that one. And she said, and I had no preparation for this question, she said, were these or were these not circulated at the Reagan? And I said, I can't remember, because that was 8 months ago. There were so many documents that were passed out at that thing. And she submitted then that document, which had never been distributed. It was just in a stack on the side of the room, as if that had been given to people. Do you know? And so it is, not only was it absurd to begin with, but then they even had to lie, and they had to completely manipulate the process through some kind of devilish manipulation in order to even make a case out of it. And that's how you get when the system is so far gone. You know, clearly it was a case of show me the man and I'll show you the crime. They wanted to get me out. There was a lot of pressure from off-campus activists to get me fired because I had submitted briefs against gay marriage in some courts, and so they were going to look for anything. And it's clear to me that that student was in some way or another recruited.
It strikes me that sexual relations, free sex, open sex, homosexual sex, any kind of sex, just sex, that seems to be something that really is the hot button on the left. It's something that I've noticed for some time, that you can talk about a lot of different things, but the thing that really brings everything to a boil is a discussion about sex. It's
right.
Incredible.
Well, first, there are a couple reasons for that. First of all, they really can't get anything done on race and class. I don't know if you've noticed this, but they're terrible at correcting racism. And even in the academy, blacks and Hispanics are underrepresented ridiculously in the professoriat. It's only 7% of full.
And we might point out that one Hispanic professor they were particularly unhappy with because you did the unconscionable. You're an Hispanic professor who was conservative, and we're not going to tolerate that. That is for bloody sure. Talking with Professor Robert Oscar Lopez about his book, Wackos, Thugs, and Perverts. You can find them all at almost any school near you. Just drive over to the campus, and you'll see them in their natural habitat. We're going to be back in just a second. We're going to talk some more.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
We're talking about the university, and in many cases, the university that's using your money and mine, our tax money, talking with University professor Robert Oscar Lopez, Wackos, Thugs, and Perverts, is his book describing Clintonian decadence in academia. It's a pretty serious matter because it involves the future of our country, what people, what worldview people are going to have as they come out of academe. Is it going to be one where they understand what made America great and want to continue those ways of life, or are they going to be at war against what made America great? And it seems to me that the university, even when I was in it a long time ago, was already beginning to kind of come out of the closet as far as being against American civilization, American exceptionalism, and now it's not even a secret. They are clearly, they'll start crying if Professor Lopez has a bundle of uncirculated brochures on his desk or his table at a conference. This is an amazing reaction, and this young lady is not all that unusual. There's a lot of crying among the kids on college campus. Anything at all that offends them just melts them.
Right. But it's also orchestrated. That's the thing that I want to caution folks about, is that this is all – she had had meetings with the dean who actually – the dean who was overseeing me, who was not supposed to be having meetings with students about this, according to the personnel guidelines of how you deal with a teacher-student conflict. And she had had secret meetings with her in preparation for her filing the complaint. And that dean was the head of the Clemson Global Initiative on campus. So that just gives you a sense
What could be wrong with that?
Yeah, I know. There's nothing suspicious there. You know, basically, a lot of these cases where you see students acting in outrageous ways, if you just listen to their demands, you will notice that that language came from some administrator or some much older person who has an agenda. Because
they don't talk that way.
Yeah, if you're a student at Middlebury, for instance, and you decide you're going to riot because Charles Murray's coming to give a talk, if this was a real, natural, spontaneous reaction from the students, they would be protesting the high tuition and the huge debts and those kinds of things that are really harming them at Middlebury, which is an incredibly expensive school. They're not going to be protesting the fact that a guest speaker is using your campus space to deliver a lecture. They're not going to be protesting because they think that the Office of Equity and Diversity needs a 20% increase in funding, or, you know, those are things that administrators want because it's their agenda. And quite frankly, they focus on these things and they get the students all incited about these things because they don't want anyone to talk about the tuition or the debt or the waste and all of the money that's being spent there, which is that's the real damage to the country. You're talking about 40% of adults now have a college degree, and they're all walking around with this gigantic monkey on their back in terms of the debt. They can't walk away from it. It's a huge transfer of wealth from people who really earnestly worked hard and who weren't rich, and you're taking their savings and you're mixing it in with debt, and then you're holding their children captive for life. And that's really what they don't want to talk about. They don't want anybody asking questions about that. So they're going to get student protests over ethnic food in the Oberlin cafeteria and little pieces of black tape on the portraits in Harvard. You know, I talk about a lot of these ridiculous flare-ups on campus, but I think ultimately it's because administrators are very systematic in deflecting attention from what they're really doing.
The shiny objects that take our attention away from what the magician is doing,
right?
That is very sad, because after all the game is over in academe, they're going to leave there and they're going to have a lifetime of debt. And now we're beginning to hear, well, maybe it'll just be forgiven.
Right,
really?
Which I think would be a terrible mistake, because if you look at some of the professors who were very involved in Occupy Wall Street and who were leading the charge to forgive student debt, these are people from very expensive schools, like Judith Butler from Columbia, Andrew Ross from New York University, and Noam Chomsky from MIT. And if you forgive those students' debt, that means that that money went into the university coffers. The university's got to spend it. And then those students are basically now never going to have – no one's ever going to have to come up with that money. It was sort of just stolen from the taxpayers. And then the students who were very responsible with their finances and went to some state college or did 2 years at a community college and because they didn't want to get into debt, now they're stuck with a degree that does not have the same prestige as somebody else who basically rode on the system and was able to jump into the upper class without, you know, actually having to account for the money that the public had to put behind their ascendancy. So I think that would be a terrible mistake, would be to just forgive the debt.
You know, you had a formulation about pornography that I thought tied together so many things and perhaps gives a better understanding of why it is such a problem for Western civilization, American culture. The idea that, in fact, I think it is connected to gun control and why we all ought to be helpless and dependent upon the government, because it's part of the liberal worldview that pornography seems to be a kind, what would we call it, a driver? You would put it in terms of giving free rein to the imagination that will empower an economic regime that will pervert constitutional law in order to take away people's capacity to govern themselves. That seems to me to be the ultimate of destructiveness.
Yeah, I think it is, and that was the The Pornographic Regime was my senior essay that I wrote as a political science major to finally get my degree from Yale to get out of there. And the thing that I noticed there was that they completely distorted the meaning of the First Amendment. The First Amendment, pornography is a system by which a producer pays or somehow coerces somebody to pose naked and to engage in sex acts before the camera, and the pornographer owns the rights to that image. The person doesn't. And so the First Amendment becomes a means by which the right to your own innocence, the right to your own modesty, the right to your intimacy is swindled away from you and under somebody else's control. And then that becomes, it just kind of poisons the entire jurisprudence so that people all around, they start losing their capacity to govern themselves. And pornography is very, it's addictive, like a drug. And it distorts things. A lot of times, for instance, in the debate about gay marriage, I would have debates back and forth with homosexual activists who had very distorted perceptions of what heterosexuals did in the bedroom because their understanding of heterosexual sex came from watching pornography. And then you had a lot of heterosexuals who had seen a lot of gay pornography because it's often intermingled in where they get heterosexual pornography, and so it seemed normal to them. You know, and those images are not realistic in terms of what the sex act really is. You know what I mean? It's a completely airbrushed and artificial setting. Yeah.
Well, and of course the unreality seems to work just fine for liberal politicians. And isn't it interesting that they're the ones that have been at the forefront of trying to block any efforts to rein in pornography? Whoa, this is the First Amendment, you know?
Yeah, right. And the thing about it is that what it does is if you make everybody decadent, you know, and this is one of the things I argue in the book is that this current decadence is not accidental. It's not spontaneous. It's carefully cultivated. Pornography is great because it makes everybody perverted, and then you have secrets on everybody, so you can blackmail everybody because everybody's got their Achilles heel, and if you time it correctly and you expose them at the right moment, then you can embarrass them in the public sphere and then intimidate them. That's what they did to Josh Duggan, for instance. That was very suspicious how his earlier police records were somehow leaked to the press. And that's how it happens with other people, is that you basically create this highly sexualized environment and you intentionally leave intact a certain amount of America's Puritan judgmentality about sex so that you can use it against your enemies at the right moment.
Well, we've got another segment coming up, and I want to ask about eating babies when we get back. But right now, let me just say we're talking with Professor Robert Oscar Lopez, the author of Wackos, Thugs, and Perverts. Good description of the Clintonian decadence in academia. We're going to be back in one more segment to talk about this.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. they have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Talking today with Professor Robert Oscar Lopez. He's the author of Wackos, Thugs, and Perverts, very much a la Clinton, the Clintonian decadence in academe. If you want to, I don't want to take away from the book, but let's just say that it's a description of thuggery. Sometimes really just open force. We don't care about arguments. That's not what academia is all about. Do what we say or else. But I wanted to, before we don't have any more time, talk about something that I wish I had thought about at the time, because years ago, I remember, probably it was in college, but I learned about this satirist, Jonathan Swift. You're the English professor. Why don't you tell folks who Jonathan Swift is and then why he might be of some importance to our current debate about certain things?
Well, Jonathan Swift, he was raised in Ireland. He was a British satirist, and he's most famous for writing Gulliver's Travels. But he wrote something called The Modest Proposal, which people often cite as an example of really gross kind of satire, where he suggested that in order to solve the problem in Ireland, they should just eat the children of Ireland, and you know that would basically solve the hunger problem in Ireland. And, of course, it was disgusting, and there are always some people who read satirical essays like that and think that it's serious. But one of the things that I found really disheartening was that in the debate about Planned Parenthood and the videos exposing the sale of fetal organs and fetal tissue from that had been harvested from abortions, there were people, for instance, in Slate, there was Mark Joseph Stern came out with an essay basically saying, well, these tissues are necessary because they're used to help middle-aged people with certain health problems. They need those tissues in order to develop their treatments. So I said, basically, he's repeating Jonathan Swift's essay, but it's not satire. He's actually seriously thinking that the solution to this is to abort babies and then use their fetal tissues to help middle-aged people who have health problems. And I've had health problems. I'm a survivor of cancer, I would never, ever want to think that my treatment or my medical improvement came at the expense of an unborn child.
Pretty gross when you think about it. And
right.
Yet we've been so desensitized that we don't seem to have any particular problem with what Planned Parenthood has done. And they know it's wrong, and they've tried to even deny. Some of the denials were pretty amazing. Who do you believe, me or your lying eyes?
I know. Yeah. They said the tape was edited, you know, when it was clearly, you know, there was enough that was not edited there to know exactly what was going on. Yeah. I think that the humanities was a big part of this, all of the humanities, you know, literature, philosophy, theology, all of these fields, they broke down. Basically, I would say starting in the 70s and then really accelerating in the 90s, which is when Clinton was in office. And when I argue, a lot of this decadence really ramped up and accelerated. Because I think the humanities was taken over by all of these agendas where they wanted to use art and literature and humanistic crafts in order to persuade people, in order to bring people to heal and to make them subjects of one particular political project. And that really killed the ability of the humanities to convey to people what is inherently valuable about each human life, about, you know, what is the dignity of the person. And, you know, I blame a lot of this on the university's abandonment of its religious origins, because that's what universities started as in the Middle Ages. These were monasteries where there were monastic cloisters where people studied, you know, like Martin Luther was a monk and a professor. And
Protestant clergymen founded some of the leading universities of our time right now.
Right, yeah. But yet, if you have a university system that rejects God the way our current system does, but yet wants to hold all of the trappings of a priesthood where you get tithes from people and people trust you, you know, you get to regulate yourselves. People don't ask many questions. Those are the types of indulgences that are given to priesthoods because we assume that they believe in God and that they are led by the absolute authority of the Bible. But if you take that absolute authority away, you're left with a mafia. You're left with a bunch of people who are not being regulated and who are being left to their own devices and who are just going to scheme ways to hoard all of the money that they can and to take out their enemies. And it's really ugly.
No wonder gun control is so appealing to this mindset, because you've used the words control and money. I think that kind of sums up the liberal worldview, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. I mean, and that's the thing, is that what gun control is crucial to their agenda, because the one thing that the Academy cannot do is it will never be able to bring the entire mass of people into total obedience. Their ability to psychologically control people will never work, and so there's always the threat at some point that the people will rise up against this modern-day aristocracy, and so they need gun control. Because that's the one thing, is gun control, or guns, I'm sorry, weapons give every citizen in a certain sense an equal opportunity to defend themselves and to convey to society at large, look, I have the capacity to fight back, so you can't just push me around.
And you've just taken the whole issue of guns beyond self-defense and sporting uses, which are fine and mm-hmm. good in and of themselves, but you've really described why we have a Second Amendment. It's precisely so that the people can rise up. And when you put it that way, I can just imagine the hair on the back of people's heads standing straight up, because that is such violent type language. Well, yeah, you know, tyranny is pretty violent.
Well, right, and I think that they have to understand that a tenured university professoriate is the epitome of a dictatorship. I mean, it is exactly like what led to the French Revolution, what led to even Mao's revolution, and what led to the rise of Nazism even. You know, whenever you have a system that just refuses to change, that says, we are going to take your money, we are going to just bombard you with our agenda and our ideas, and if you you make a peep, we will make you a pariah. We will condemn you. We will, you know, smear your name. We will destroy your reputation. We'll drive you out of the business sphere. And you're just going to suffer this quietly because we have the power to do it. If you do that year in and year out, eventually there's going to be a revolution. And that's what is scary about the situation with universities. But I suppose it is inevitable. I mean, I think that this tenured professoriate, which always tries to play the victim, they say that they're underpaid. They say that their academic freedom's under attack. All of this stuff. They really are. They brought this upon themselves, particularly in the humanities, because they didn't even they weren't even loyal to their own disciplines. They distorted and prostituted the literature and the art and everything for this agenda, and they were terrible. They were very inhumane within the system in terms of how they accredited and tenured people, how they disciplined their own people, how they have this entire army of adjuncts who have a very difficult time making a living. They brought it on themselves, but I think we need a revolution. That's the thing, and that's what I'm sometimes fearful about with conservatives, is that they don't want to go there. They just kind of want to, you know, rearrange things a little bit, get a few high-profile conservatives into this university or that university, right. And that's not going to change anything because the system itself is corrupt.
Well, you're talking to one conservative that heads up Gun Owners of America, and from time to time we have actually gotten into this connection between what goes on in academe and their support for a worldview that would have us all disarmed, and we're going to have to work diligently to take advantage of the moment that we've been given to work with these Republican majorities in the various states to cut off the funds to, at a minimum, specific professors and or departments that are kind of the heart of the beast that's the enemy that we're facing. And frankly, I think we need to come to the point where we can present a case that's understandable to the American voter, that his tax money is being used against him when it goes to finance, well, I'll pick on my own alma mater, which I haven't paid any attention to for a long time, Ohio State University, or I graduated from a private one, American University. Let's cut their federal funding off. And to the extent we can get state legislatures to do it, let's get them to do the same. They may be even more inclined than the fellas and gals here in Washington.
Right, right.
So we've got a real shot at this, and I think this is our time. And so, folks, hopefully if you go to gunowners.org and sign up for our action bulletins, you'll be seeing more and more of them dealing with educational funding. Robert Oscar Lopez, thank you so much for the work you do, for the rough treatment that you've endured. We really appreciate your effort for freedom. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.